you can't legislate for that incident, and Josh absolutely distorting there, and you know, he'd been going throughout his career and never do that again. But you know, at that split second, you don't know why you did it. But you know, I just think that we needed to make better decisions throughout that game when we knew Sheffield would come on to us, looking for that winner. And I just thought we played it in our hands, where we continued to try and play in front of them when the space was in behind to move them off us and take them further up the pitch. But yeah, we didn't do that. I don't think there was a lot of clear-cut chances. I think we probably had the better chance, you know, at 0-0. Cody went through, good play, and that's where we needed. We knew that they were high and we knew the space was in behind, but we just continued to come up short of getting behind, because we see what we did when we played down the sides or in behind them, that, you know, was always going to be a threat. But, you know, I thought they probably had more possession. I don't know the stats on that, but I never felt threatened. I thought it was a great goal for the lead. I thought we could always perhaps nick another one, but I dealt with it. You know, it was a controlled performance, not perhaps spectacular, but I thought it was it's certainly at 1-0. I thought that was going to be the result, and probably look at it, both managers would have settled for that and thought it was a fair one. But you know, cruelly for us, we've been defeated. Just the build up to the goals, we just continued to make bad decisions. We kept turning over the possession and making it a too open game. I just thought it was unnecessary, and I thought we played in the wrong areas. We overplayed in the congested areas, where out wide and down the sides was where we looked and wanted to hurt.